This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Statistics show that crime continues to go down in New Orleans. Recent reports for 2025, last year, show for a third straight year, murders, shootings, and armed robberies are down, some significantly. However, on a list of cities in the United States, New Orleans is still listed among the most dangerous cities. Even though we've had a big drop in crime, it's still high. It's high relative to other cities our size. In fact, the homicide rate per capita is very high in New Orleans. I mean, you would be surprised at the murder rate in cities much bigger than New Orleans. I'm not talking about Chicago. Chicago is just a whole different animal, and it's bad there. Washington, D.C., bad as well. But New Orleans is among the worst cities when it comes to murders per capita. But there are other cities a lot bigger than New Orleans that just don't have this problem. But the Metropolitan Crime Commission is trying to work on getting rid of this legislation that passed, which allows people to have a concealed carry in the French Quarter without a permit. And I never liked this idea from the beginning. And so the Metropolitan Crime Commission is going to try to get rid of this. And I agree with that. I agree that, you know, you can have guns in a lot of places. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. And you can support the Second Amendment and be for gun rights and not be for every single aspect of having a gun everywhere. You know, you can be for restrictions in certain areas and still be a supporter of the Second Amendment. But it just seems to me that with all of the drinking that goes on in the French Quarter, and guns are illegal in bars, but what about in the street? You know, a lot of the people in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street, they're not in bars. They're out on the street. And I just don't think that's an area where we should allow concealed carry without a permit. You know, you should at least have a permit if you're going to have. It would be nice if they could ban guns in the French Quarter overall. And some people would support that. But the least thing we can do is require people to have a permit and not just let any bozo take a gun into the quarter. And I know because of the Second Amendment, a lot of bozos are allowed to own guns. But it's sad that there are so many reckless gun owners in this country. And I'm not talking about the responsible gun owners that do the right thing. I'm talking about the people that, you know, they want to. It's really part of their politics. You know, a lot of people own a gun because of politics, you know, because it's their statement about being right wing. You know, I own a gun. I can own a gun. And, they'll tell you, and deep down inside, they never, ever want to use it. Nobody should ever want to have to use a gun, because if you have to use a gun, you're in a bad situation. And everybody deserves the right to protect themselves. But, you know, there are people who think that having guns everywhere is the answer. And I don't believe that's the answer. So in terms of the Metropolitan Crime Commission trying to do something about the legislation that allows people to conceal carry in the French Quarter without a permit, I agree with them. And I think we can have respect for the Second Amendment and agree that not everybody needs to have a gun and not everybody needs to have a gun everywhere. There are restrictions to owning a gun. If you are crazy, if you have things on your record about not being mentally stable, you're not supposed to have a gun. And I don't think you should have a gun if you're not mentally stable. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people are fine and they get a gun and they own a gun legally. And somewhere along the way, they snap. somewhere along the way, they get radicalized in their own way, and they have new views on things. They bought the gun legally. They were fine. They were mentally fine when they bought the gun. But somewhere along the way, they get radicalized, or they change, and suddenly they really shouldn't own a gun, but they do. And these are a lot of the people who, you know, do the wrong things with guns. But, you know, with all of those people drinking and doing drugs and being on the street in the French Quarter, I don't think that's an area where we need everybody to have a gun. And yet there are those who believe that that's what we need. And I don't think there are studies that support the idea that if everybody had a gun, we would all be better off. Because I don't think that's the case. And we don't need to have guns in bars. But yet, if you can't have a gun in a bar, but you could have a gun out on the street, what's to prevent you from, you know, having the gun on the street and then going into a bar, getting wasted, and then coming out with a gun? And then somebody bumps into you? You know, there are two kinds of people in the French Quarter when it gets really crowded on any given night. You accidentally bump into somebody because sometimes, let's say there's something to look at. There's always something to look at on Bourbon Street. But let's say there's something to look at. So, you know, you're walking and you turn your head. And when you turn your head to look at something, you accidentally bump into somebody. And for the most part, people say, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then I always apologize. "Hey, I'm sorry, man." And then, you know, people usually say, "No, you're good. You're good. It's fine." But then there are a few people who want to fight. And how often do we hear in the news that there's been a shooting and somebody's been killed and it started as an argument? So I think we can respect guns and the Second Amendment and gun rights without allowing people to have guns everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.